I think we're set. We are recording.
Hello, check 1, 2, check.
Weeka, weeka, weeka. Nobody's complaining about levels yet.
In a memento.
And your phone is ringing.
Hello, John speaking.
From beyond any known galaxy, bringing with them the laws and ideals of their doomed planet, Thundera, come...
Thundercats, ho.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the 38th episode of Thundercats, the podcast for friend feeders, with friend feeders, and by friend feeders. I'm Johnny Worthington from Brisbane, Australia.
I'm Josh Haley from Houston, Texas.
And we are the Thundercats.
Ho.
Ho, ho.
Ho. 38, yo. Woot.
Woohoo. How are you, sir?
Good, man. Good and good. Or is it good? We had an interesting back and forth on British versus English. And even a little bit of Australian pronunciations of words ever since last episode.
You can say bonza, mate. Your bonza.
Yeah. Your bonza, mate. Or is it mate?
Mate, yeah. Bonza, mate. Hard A, mate.
Mate instead of mate.
Yeah.
Mate.
Mate is something you do with something. So you mate with a mate, and mate is someone you buy a beer for.
Yeah, I didn't say I was going to mate with you, man. I mean, come on.
Exactly. So if you mate with me, that's mate. But if you mate, you're my mate.
Mate. Okay. Good.
Yes. But, excellent. Okay. Well, that's...
And how do you say schedule?
Timetable.
And how do you say lever?
Lever?
I think it's lever in UK.
Isn't that a type of small ferret? Well, that's a lemur.
Lever.
Okay. Lever is what you do when she sleeps with your mate.
And schedule.
Schedule.
I'll check my schedule. Lever. She's okay, Lever. Okay, bad joke.
So what's been happening in your week, sir?
Well, the AC died and the house got hot.
That sucks.
And yeah, it did suck. But I really can't be the one to complain much because it got resolved in record time. I think within like 4 or 5 hours, we had a replacement unit out on the, you know, the lawn, the little concrete deck. I just posted a picture of it, actually. But, it was crazy how fast that got taken care of. And it was also crazy how fast I lost, like, a ton of money. So that's another story. But, yeah. But we have to have it because in Texas, you don't go very, very well without air conditioning.
Can I ask you a question about you and Texas? Do you own a large hat?
No.
Do you have a cowboy hat?
No.
Okay. Isn't that sort of like standard issue when you cross the state line, they give you a hat and say, here you go?
Well, yeah, there's a dude there right under the Welcome to Texas sign handing out hats and boots. Exactly.
Okay. just thought I'd ask that.
Because
I have a cowboy.
Selling 3 liter bottles of Diet Coke, and right outside the Whataburger. Yeah.
Well, we've got a lot of things to talk about this week, so why don't we jump into it?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, the obviously something that's sort of been foreshadowed over the past couple of weeks, but something that was sort of released earlier this week was FriendFeed have now introduced a new feature into the feature set. I'm lost for words. Hey, I've just come back from Tasmania. What can you expect? Mm-hmm. The ability now to disable comments on your threads. So once a thread has reached its end of life, or you want just to pipe something in without any comment, you can now switch off the ability for others to comment on your posts at a certain time. And I believe this was in reaction to some people on other websites not liking the way that they were talked about after certain actions that they performed. But we're not going to get into that because we've already covered it ad nauseum. Okay, so it is a little bit controversial because for me, FriendFeed is very much a discussion platform. It's very much a place for a free exchange of ideas, and everyone is equal, and everyone can have their say. And yes, there is a small power shift for the actual owner of the thread, where they can choose who comments or not by moderating the comments, that type of thing. But this is actually, okay, end of discussion, game over. My question is, can the thread then be turned back on?
Yes.
It can?
Yes.
Well, I don't. In that case, I don't like it.
Yeah, you can go back and forth. Yeah, I guess yeah. You haven't really messed with it because you've been busy back in, down in Tasmania. Yeah. It's a thing at the top. It says comments disabled, and it's a link. And you click on it, and you can tell it to turn it back on. And there it is.
Yeah. Well, that's the feature I don't like about it. Because if people want to do that and people want to manage their threads that way, that's completely fine with me. But the fact that a person can then pick and choose when discussion happens on something, I don't like. If you have made the decision that this thread should go no further, then it should be a one-time deal.
Right. It's definitely controversial. In fact, as soon as it came out, people were testing it out, and it kind of like dawned on everybody's like, "Hey, wait a minute, I can turn it on right at the get go, and nobody can have a chance to comment." So all we need are people, set up your soapbox, shout out some kind of proclamation that's inflammatory, and disable comments. And so you're basically standing there all by yourself, going, "Meh," right?
Mm.
Which
exactly?
I mean, have fun with that. I mean, people aren't going to engage with you, and then what, right?
Yeah. And Kevin Fox in our chat room brings up the idea, how is it any difference to moderating that type of thing? But it's not that power already exists. I'm not saying that this is going to be abused, but I think that maybe has tipped the balance a little bit, just a tiny bit too much towards the post owner. Because now, if I'm a post owner, I can shut down the feed and go through and scrub it completely clean, and nothing else can happen on it. So I can edit my comments, and I can delete comments with opposing points, and I can basically then shape that whole conversation to the way I want. So that, yes, there is already moderation available. So this was, I think, it was like a little bit bump, a little bit too far. And also too, I would like the ability to hide all posts that I'm not allowed to comment on. I mean, I don't mind the fact that people want to use it. I may not like it, but I also probably don't want to see posts that I can't comment on from certain people, because really, if that was the case, I'd be on Twitter. If I just wanted to have one-way interaction where I can't get involved and share my ideas, well, then really, it's not a discussion platform anymore. It's a broadcast system.
Yep.
And that is not friend feed.
Micah in the chat room is saying that he has a script for that for you.
Indeed.
Because he's all scripting junk.
I've now gotten to the stage where I'm used to the fact that new features come out and I freak out about, oh, the henny penny, the sky is falling. I know I do that. So I've tried not to do it with this one. But for me, it's a little bump a little bump sideways. There's no benefit given to the commenter. It's just another tool for the post owner.
Word up, man! I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean it's a good feature, and people can actually use it for positive things. If people want to say, I'd never use it, so I don't know specifically how it would work. But for me, just the fact that I can shut down and open a conversation as I like, yeah. It's a little bit, I'm uneasy with the power that has.
Yep. There was one example of someone turning on, disabling comments and then re-enabling it at an appropriate time that Micah brought up again in the chat room. Actually, I saw this thread too. About Mark Trapp's dealings with TiVo recently. He posted about TiVo and he was having issues with them. And I don't know, it was starting to get kind of, I don't know, back and forth, ugly, whatever. And then eventually, or actually pretty quickly, people from TiVo were getting on the thread and saying, hey, you know, let's help, let us help you resolve this. And so he paused commenting at that point and waited, you know, until it was going to get resolved. And then when it, you know, he finally had something, you know, to add back to it rather than letting it be a pylon kind of a thread, then he did that. And so it was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But it does that, but yeah.
I don't have a link right now, but just do a search for TiVo. sorry. Sorry.
It's just like with anything. When a new feature comes out or when something that gives a certain party power comes out, it's okay to question that, and it's okay to play out scenarios because it's very hard to put the horses back in the stable once they've bolted. So I'm not saying that this is the death of friend feed. I'm just saying that as a community, we have to sort of sit there and go, well, how are we going to react to this? And is this cool? And the thing that sort of is funny to me is that the whole reason this came up was because of a certain post that had not particularly nice comments about a certain person. And this person sort of wrote a series of posts about it saying that this type of action happens a lot. And yay, these tools have been put in. But in the end of the day, the thread that it occurred on wasn't his. So this wouldn't help him anyway.
Right. So can you think of any like killer app for this tool, basically, for pausing comments that you would use?
I mean, there are practical things that other people can use, but for me, it's if I'm putting something out there, I want it to be discussed. When I post something to FriendFeed, I want discussion to happen on it. I want the exchange of ideas. I'm not going to go and shut it down simply because other people choose to use their power not correctly. Or in a fashion that I don't like. If someone wants to get onto my thread and be an absolute dickhead, I will call him out on a dickhead, but I'm not going to delete his comment or I'm not going to moderate or shut down the thread because of him. Because the thing about the freedom of speech is you have the right to say whatever you want, but I also have the right to call you out on that. If you're going to make an assholic statement, you can make one, but be prepared for what comes back. And I made a post earlier in the week, the whole thing. If I went on FriendFeed now and called Mother Teresa a dirty slut, I reckon I could get a mob happening. So sometimes it's what you say, not the mob that comes back to you.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that she is. She's a lovely woman. And yes.
Very nice. Shall we move on?
Yes, please. So let's get on to some fun stuff. FriendFeed released some new themes this week.
Yep.
The first one that it released was Duck Hunt.
Quack.
Now, as a man who spent virtually a week without Wi-Fi, because the Wi-Fi in the hotel that I was staying at was $6 for 20 minutes with a 10 megabyte download limit.
I'm sorry, dude. That sucks so bad.
If you went over 10 megabytes, it was 20 cents a megabyte. I ended up finding at the conference center we had, there was a little bit of Wi-Fi from the yacht club down the road. The only problem is I had to sit on a metal bench to get it. And I discovered what the meaning of nutsack cold is. It is when you sit in a spot so long that if you leave, they may not come with you.
Sick.
Nutsack cold. If you sit down too long, they won't come with you when you stand up.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay.
So I couldn't play with the themes. I tried to turn it on the iPhone, and yeah, because I was on janky-ass Tasmanian 3G, it sort of took 5 minutes to load the page up, so I said, screw it, I'll wait till I get back. So I have no experience with said Duck Hunt. So please, tell me about Duck Hunt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gunny just made me laugh really hard just now from the chat room. But anyway, yeah, Duck Hunt goes back to like the original Nintendo game system. Actually, maybe even before that with arcade game, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, you know, Duck flies across, you shoot it, the dog goes and gets it, and that's about it. It's one of those things where you, I think it was the first game that they used that that interface with, you know, the gun interface for video games.
Laser.
Yeah, like light guns. They have a, they basically send and receive a signal, and if it's a certain color on the screen, it bounces off and reflects it just right, then it knows that it actually hit it. So it's a little less complicated probably on the Friend Feed theme because you're using your mouse to just click on the duck. But yeah, it was the bomb back then.
I like it. I had a quick play with it about 20 minutes before we started the show, and yeah, I probably couldn't rock that all the time, but it's a good little feature to show people. And I like the is it the grass theme?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the grass theme, except the grass at the bottom's a little bit too big. But yeah. That's just me.
Well, yeah, whenever you hit a comment, it's like the comment window is right behind the grass at the bottom of the page. But yeah, it's cool. It reminded me of Teletubbies, actually, right at the beginning.
Exactly. That was exactly what I was trying to think of.
I was looking for the windmill, like going, whoosh, 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 you know, and Baby Sun.
That is it. I've been trying to think what it reminded me of, and that's it, the Teletubbies.
Uh-oh.
Tubby Tusted.
Tinky Winky. Lala. Dipsy. Poe.
Poor Town. Okay, we've descended into madness. I'll ask you, what type of themes would you like to see? Is there anything, like, what color schemes do you want, that type of thing?
It would be kind of interesting to see the color scheme from the original, well, no, I mean not original, but the Friend Feed scheme right before the one that's on now, the default.
So the background would be white and... Yeah.
But not the Helvetica theme.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you know, just the way it was before. In fact, it'd be kind of interesting if they could make a theme where it kind of mixed it up with how you arrange your little side windows, the friends, the groups, you know, and all that, where you could actually move them around or maybe go to the left instead of the right or make them bars across the top with pull-down menus. It's getting real fancy now. I don't know. Mr. Fox is probably the one that would do it. He's in the chat room going, yeah, I've already been kind of doing that. It's not that great yet. But, you know, it's not that big of a deal to me. It's kind of like just, you know, fun. But it is nice to know that there's a lot more flexibility. And as long as that means, you know, bringing more people in, you know, it's like if having it only one way is going to drive people away, then, yeah, it's nice that they can change it to a way that they like it and so forth.
I actually, that's one of my favorite features of Friend Feed, funnily enough, is that you can change the complete look, because Rachel and I were sitting next to each other using the laptops, and her theme is completely different to mine, and it's just the same site, just skinned differently. And just the fact that I can change it to suit my mood, I like it.
Yeah, there's some people bringing up the favicon issue again. And the only thing that I'll add to that is I like the favicons not as much for the fact that it's telling you what service it is, but more to the point where you could click on it and it would automatically filter everything on that page by that service. That's what I miss. I really miss being able to do that quick filter by service.
Yes.
But that's just me and all these people in the chat room.
So, I want... If I can get it, I want a unicorn pooping rainbows. I want to see how good Kevin is. I want a pooping unicorn, a rainbow pooping unicorn.
Okay. Well, you saw
just
the...
With glitter.
You saw the glitter fairy theme I did before, right?
Yes.
With grease monkey scripts? Yeah.
Yes.
That was terrible.
And I want him to call it MySpace. I want sparkles and rainbow pooping unicorns.
and every post, no matter whether or not they posted images or not, automatically adds like an obnoxious flashing GIF image. Like, not the obnoxious GIF, you know, GIF images that I post, of course, because they're not like, you know, neon pink and flashing super fast, but more like, you know, the typical MySpace type flashing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, Kevin Fox hooked you up with a unicorn on a rainbow.
Nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, themes, fun.
Good times.
Really, really excited to see what they come out with. And I wonder how long until there maybe is some type of public release so you can design your own. But let's not get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next thing I think we should talk about, a post that was made very early on in the week. Michael McKean.
Yes.
I believe his name is. Made a post. I've been diagnosed with lung cancer. I blame Drew's cancer. That sucks. Donkey yeah. balls. But I've never read a more positive attitude than this man has. So, Michael's cancer, you better watch your ass because he looks like he's about to pwn you.
That's right. And it was cool of him to kind of keep updating friend feed on his progress. He would take a picture of himself in his hospital gown and everything, and kind of like, hey, check me out. Don't I look goofy? You know, he's keeping his spirits up. He's being, you know, silly. And gosh, we really, we back him up. We're rooting for him. I'm thinking about him. We know that, you know, that if you stay positive, then you'll get the best possible result.
Yes. So best wishes from the Thundercats. And I'm safe to say all the people in the chat room share that sentiment. And so good luck, mate. Keep us updated. And yeah, when you beat it, we'll get you on the show.
Yep.
There you go. There's your, that's the thing that's going to help. You're going to get on the Thundercats.
So we definitely want to be kept updated on his progress, and we wish him the best.
I look forward to the day where we get the post, I beat my lung cancer.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, shall we move on to another topic?
Let's move on.
Okay. Well, on my list of topics, the next one is a post made by Trish earlier in the week about cross-posting.
Which Trish?
Trish R.
That's right.
So, yes. This was a question asked by her. What is the benefit of cross-posting? And I think this was in relation to certain types of things being posted that were being posted to the main feed as well as to specific rooms. And she was just asking the question. She was curious, what's the point of posting to a separate friend feed room or group if you're also cross-posting it to your main feed? What is the reason for doing it? And a couple of people wrote back and sort of said how they use it. And I guess that the main point that came back was that while the people in your home feed, while your home feed is seen by your friends, it's not seen by everyone. I have people who I interact with in groups on photos that I post that aren't subscribed to me, and I'm not subscribed to them as well. So the idea of cross-posting it to my main feed and to the room feed is that I remember I said this way back in the start of the episodes that we did, where I'm sharing it to my main feed and then I have to reshare it to the room, and the two posts don't cross over, and the comments don't get shared across, and that type of thing, right?
Right.
So what this does is I can share it to the people in the room, and they may not be subscribed to me, but they'll see the specific topic that I post about, plus it will be melded in with my main feed. That's the reason I cross-post, is because not everyone who I'll want to see my stuff is subscribed to me. But I think her question was in relation to some other types of things that were posted that may not be appropriate or safe for work, sorry. Not appropriate. May not be safe for work.
Okay.
And they were showing up in the main feed, and it's like, why have them in the room if they're going in your main feed? So,
well, the cross posting thing, I mean, I guess it's been around for long enough that I've been able to develop an opinion on the matter. Let's take for an example a post about iPhone something, right? Something about an iPhone. There are a ton of different Apple rooms and iPhone type rooms and application rooms and so forth. And if it truly did apply to each room, and if each room was definitely kind of stood on its own, then it makes sense. But if there's like five rooms that are pretty much the same, and you're cross-posting it to all five of those, that just seems kind of weird to me. Just pick a room and stick with it. But other than that, I don't really have any complaints. I guess it does look kind of cluttered, I guess, when you see it coming down the feed and who it's posted to. There's like a ton of rooms or even people attached to it. That's like it looks different, so I guess maybe people are complaining about that, but I think I try to make it so that I'm posting to really like say my own feed and the one room that it fits in, or two or three if it really does belong in all of those. The main feed and the one room technique I think is good for promoting a room. For instance, if I want to post something about that has to do with Dune, right? Mm-hmm. We have the Dune room. And so I will post it to my feed as well as the Dune feed. And if nobody knows about the Dune room, they'll be able to see that it actually exists by seeing it in the link. And the link is there. They can click on it and say, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll join, whatever. Same thing with any other room. Mm-hmm. Then it comes to cross-posting to actual individuals. That's when it gets kind of weird because if you really want want to make sure that someone sees your post, then yeah, I guess you'd attach it to that post. But I don't know, most people would have direct messaging set up so that it goes to their email so that they are notified that they got a direct message, right? Mm-hmm. Or something like that. Well, if everybody who comments on that post, just because someone attached your name to it, You get like emails after email after email, and it gets kind of cumbersome. I don't know.
Can I bring up another point?
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
If I post to a room but don't post it to my feed, if you go to friendfeed.com/JWorthington, it won't show up because it's not a post. It's not one of my posts. It's a post into the room. So by me keeping it in my feed and then cross-posting it to a room, whenever anyone goes to /JWorthington, they'll see that post. If I don't do that, well, then it's not going to show up.
Uh-huh.
So it's all how, what type of interaction you want. If you want your friends plus your, if you want people from your friends, but you also want people from the hobby group you joined in to speak about it all at the one time, well, then that's the reason I cross-post. So.
Okay. Well, I guess that kind of covers that topic. Ding, ding, ding. So,
Josh, I've only got one last topic on my list. So, should we speak about it?
Our picks of the week? Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. My pick of the week is... Ding, ding, ding. Give me a second here. Is from Abby Martin. And she says this. Oh, I'm sorry. She can be found at friendfeed.com/whynaut, as in WHYNAUT. And we love Abby. She's great. She wrote, daughter asked me about FF, friendfeed, and so I showed her, though she can't read all the words yet, and I explained a bit about it. She thought about it a few minutes and said, so it's like show and tell for grown-ups? And everyone's like, yeah, spot on. Perfect analogy. I just thought that was not only cute, but actually pretty what's the word I'm looking for? the word I really need at the right time.
Adept?
Yeah. It'll come to me later. But appropriate, yeah. So I don't know. I just wanted to give her a shout out for that. That was really cool. And to her lovely daughter. For coming up with that, you know, it's the children that you learn the most from, I think, in life.
The children are our future.
Uh-huh. Show and tell. I mean, I think about stuff I post. I think about what other people post. It's pretty much, you know, stuff about you or what you have to deal with or a thought that you have. I mean, you know, or something that you're reading. And so it's just show and tell. Yeah. I thought that was really cool because I remember I had good times in show and tell back in school.
Oh, let's move on to my post then. So, what's my pick of the week? It was posted by Jeff is a Geek, who's at Jeff is a Geek. And this was something I saw on Wednesday morning my time.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking to breakfast and I was looking on my iPhone and this came across it and I giggled uncontrollably. And people were wondering what was so funny. And I showed them and they're like, okay, I don't get it.
Yeah. So, I know you especially would have appreciated this post whenever I saw it. I was like, I hope Johnny sees this.
there are a few things I have a love for.
Oh, yeah. Sound
of One music. Of them is Star Wars.
Yep.
The other one is The Sound of Music.
Absolutely.
This is a smashing of the two. It's a picture of the guy who says, it's a trap. And his name escapes me. I apologize. Total fail. And the Von Trapp family. So it's got, it's a Von Trapp. And it's such, my description does not do it justice. But it was just such perfect little picture put together. I lost my shit. I did. And I was giggling throughout the day.
Awesome.
Admiral Akbar, that's right.
Yep.
Thank you, Chris.
Admiral Akbar.
It's a Von Trapp.
The shield is still operational. Egg of ice. Egg of ice.
Okay, I'm done.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Oh, no. That's just too much. It's a trap.
Okay.
It's a Von Trapp.
I guess we'll have to eat this boring oatmeal.
It's a trap!
Wow, Admiral Akbar! Wow, Admiral Akbar cereal!
Colorful marshmallows!
You're tasting crappy!
Your tongues can't repel flavor of that magnitude!
There's a prize in every box!
Admiral Akbar cereal! Now with brine shrimp!
So, also this week on Friend Feed, there was some post about some naked guy. And anyway, all right, so on to the moving to win. Moment of win movement.
Wrong end.
What should the moment of win be?
I have no idea.
I think the whole chat room is talking about. Well, they're all talking about private parts. Okay, I'm just kidding. So anyway. Going back to everyone in the chat room is freaking out about something that apparently was a big deal to them that happened this past week on Friend Feed. So, a guy who will remain nameless accidentally posted a picture of a nude guy, or maybe a couple pictures of a nude guy.
Screen caps from a movie, I think.
Screen caps from a movie. Went into the feed. And then people started getting
some people didn't appreciate the presence of Wang in their feed, and some people weren't appreciative of some people's reactions to Wang in the feed.
Mm.
So again, it comes down to, do you want Wang or don't want Wang? It's everyone's choice, and discussion ensued about if they want Wang in their feed. Who wrote that?
Of course, Mr. Perez.
Yes, Mr. Perez. Daniel Perez. So, yeah, it was basically one of those things that a certain topic was posted that people had an opinion on. Some people didn't want to see it. Some people didn't mind seeing it. And some people didn't react well to other people not reacting well.
It was basically a chain reaction. Everybody was just, you know, having reaction upon reaction upon reaction. One person was saying, you know, hey, you know, that's cool if you want to post stuff like that. I don't really mind. I guess I'd prefer it was in a room, but hey, you know, you do what you got to do. Except the person was kind of upset at who she thought were hypocrites, other men saying, you know, when nude pictures of women come by their feed, they don't complain. But when a nude picture of a guy comes by, they're all up in arms. So that was her point. And I guess that got misinterpreted as, I don't want Wang in my feed.
Can I just point out, welcome to real life. This type of thing happens every day. What should we see? What should we see on TV? What shouldn't we see? What's appropriate? What? I don't want your wang in my face all the time. Now.
I think you're going to get quoted on that. Please continue.
Essentially, what it comes down to, if you're going to put wang in your feed, I don't mind wang flashing past. Because I could probably think of 100 topics that you guys all speak about every day that I would rather not see than some guy schlong slipping down my feed. Really? I've been waiting. I thought of this pun on Wednesday, and I've been waiting to use.
Oh, no.
Okay? There we go. I guess it's different strokes for different folks.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, that's pretty funny, dude.
I have it written down on a little piece of paper in my wallet. I thought of it and went, that is... I cannot use that. I must save that. So I wrote it down. And in my wallet, it says, different strokes for different folks.
Well, the whole fiasco, I was trying to find a good label for it. I came up with three so far. There's Penis Gate. There's Armageddon Wood. And then there's... what was the third one?
Cockpocalypse.
Yeah, cockpocalypse. That... It was the cockpocalypse for the past, like, 2 days.
It's the final wang down?
Oh, it was kind of crazy. Now, here's another thing that happened. It was that another person came across as misinterpreting the other person's post about not wanting, you know, about the hypocrites. And they were actually kidding. And so that caused even more confusion, and a whole it just got crazy out of hand really fast, and pretty much took over the topics for the majority of friend feeders for the past couple of days.
I guess in the end, everyone is free to put as much wang in their feed as they like, and everyone has the right to either block the wang, hide the wang, or just enjoy the taste of the wang as it flows down.
Whoa, to what? The taste? No thanks.
Well, there's different flavors of friend feed.
Indeed.
There we go. Cock blocking.
If ever there was an awkward silence.
Yes, so now I'm going to say to the chat room there, if you can't find a moment to win out of that, what the hell have you been doing for the past 38 shows?
Tony Shalhoub rears his ugly head. Right? The original cock blocker.
Oh, Anna makes an excellent point. Goodbye and clean ranking on iTunes. I think we're not going to get it back.
Oh, well, I think there's maybe three episodes. Well, I don't know how the ranking thing goes, but there's a... For each episode, I basically assign it myself. If anybody complains about it being inaccurate, then that's when they take action. I don't know. But yeah, there's so many different possibilities now for a moment of winning, aren't there?
Everybody have fun tonight. Take it, Josh.
Everybody wing chong tonight. Ah.
It's on your feet. It's in your face.
Yes, I see it too. I see it too.
How the hell does he do that?
I think we posted.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, I do. I think I am.
Oh, man. Someone needs to keep track of how many times Akiva just comes from behind and busts out a moment of wind. And yes, pun intended. This is what I suggest. Excuse me, waiter. There's a fly in my wang. Are you in agreement, sir?
All caps?
Is there any other way?
Not with the key.
Right.
Okay, we ready? Everyone ready? Little blue pill taken, standing by.
Scared of the main feed now, standing by.
We love you all. Godspeed and happy wanging.
Peace.
In three, and two, and one, rock out.
Post.
It's all good. It's too much wang hate. We gotta love the wang. we've gotta grasp and hold the wang to our bosom.
Grasp and hold. Oh, geez. What is this podcast about again?
Hey, nay? The first 37 we talked about toilets.
True.
We're just moving in a new direction. We're moving up the chain.
True, true, true. All right, well, that ought to do it.
Just a small announcement. I believe there's a small friend, a happy furf day coming up for a certain friend feed user who shall Mr. Haley.
Remain nameless. I believe
that's tomorrow, right. Monday my time, is your happy furf day.
That's right. Sunday is my friend feed anniversary. 1 year. Woohoo! It'll be nice. 1 year of craziness. And to celebrate, I am not going to be home. So I'll have to celebrate from my phone.
You began with lolcats, you ended with wang. It's a good year.
Yep. It's, it's been a nice long year. I don't know how else to describe it. It's a lot of posts.
It's all good and junk.
A lot of posts, a lot more commenting, and then some more posting, and then, you know, do a podcast.
What about some commenting? Any commenting? No?
Some commenting, some posting, some liking, some moments of win. And, but yeah, thanks, man.
Oh, happy furf day.
Appreciate it. I'll try to celebrate. And comment on every post, regardless of content. With something in all caps.
Well, can I before we end the show, I just want to post something. It was second in line to be my moment of win, but let's face it, this is too awesome to actually just be contained. As my pick of the week, it was just absolutely too awesome to be contained as a simple pick, and I need everyone to go and watch this masterful use of the editing. And small children for profit and gain. Yesterday, Josh posted a video that he made with Zach and Seth called Not My Cabbages. And it is the most epic thing I have seen ever.
Oh, please. We just threw it together.
But that's the thing. It's like, and you just had the fighting and the scenes. I picked up one continuity mistake, but...
Oh, yeah.
That's just...
They're everywhere. Well,
I've just gone, is that Trish? And then I did comic boy. Do you really expect me to believe she is a magic wife? Best continuity ever.
Just disappeared.
So yeah. Everyone go and watch that. Go and watch that video. It is awesome.
Thanks, man. The boys wanted to have, a little... fight on video, and I said, well, what if we did it from different angles and edit all together, made it look semi on purpose. And they're like, okay,
so your boys wanted to fight Then they said, well, if we fight, we'll get in trouble. So maybe we asked Dad to tape it. Then we won't get in trouble for fighting. And then you said, well, if I'm going to tape it, let's do it old school. And then Trish is just sitting on the couch with the laptop going, oh, I'm just going.
Nah, she loves it.
It was awesome work, sir. And I just wanted to put that out there, and more people should see it, because it is a large slice of awesome with some sprinkled sugar on the top.
Thanks, man. Carlos, you're not late. You're really late.
Yes, you missed a whole bunch of Wang.
Sorry for the schedule you're on and everything, and not being able to get home in time. But yeah.
Unfortunately, we have emptied the bag of Wang all over the ground, and now they're all covered in dirt, and there's no more clean Wangs to pick up and offer to you, sir. We apologize.
Yeah.
So, shall we wrap this sucker up?
Let's wrap it up.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us on the 38th episode of Thundercats. See, got Wang on the brain. Can't do it.
That's uncomfortable sounding.
It would be. Let's not go there.
I think you just did.
It's 8 past 12 on a Saturday afternoon. I don't need that much Wang in my head. I don't. If you want to get in contact with us, you can find us. I'm at friendfeed.com/JayWorthington.
I'm at friendfeed.com/JoshHaley.
And you can find us at thundercats.com. That's double F for awesome. And Josh.
And you can email us at thundercats@gmail.com. Two Fs again. Mm-hmm. And let's take a second to remind everybody that about our sponsor, Moo Cards. And if you click on the link at the top of our chat room there, as well as go to thundercats.com/moo, you will be able to help us out, or at least check it out, see if you want to get some Moo Cards. If you don't, fine. But if you do, go ahead and do it through our link, and we'll get a small slice of the pie, and we will enjoy that pie immensely. And by pie, I mean spend it on bandwidth.
Which is an expensive pie.
Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, over time. So, yeah. So, if you... And just so everybody knows, there have been registered purchases already. So, we have seen a few purchases go through. So that's good. You know, it seems to be working. But if you know, help us out, spread the word, spread the links. And that's thundercats.com/moo, M-O-O.
Thank you for doing that.
Click through it.
We appreciate it.
We do. We appreciate it. And we'll see you all next week. And thanks, everybody, in the chat room. Even though it was a little hard to concentrate at times. But, hey, that's why you're here.
To knock us off balance with your talk of Wang.
Yeah, that was difficult to get to that point without saying penis accidentally.
I have nowhere to go from here. I don't.
I guess we just end.
And scene, quickly.